going back to that first game, going to ask you the question, what was it like to run down those steps?
Emotional.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why, because my father had just been diagnosed with cancer. Mm. And he couldn't get to the game. And I'd gone into the hospital the night before, as you said, I'd been selected, you know. And for me, it was emotional for that sense, yeah. Mm. And he was in hospital, and you know, you just want to do well. You know, but the thing you always remember about that was we used to walk along the corridor, and the players would bang the wooden slats on the side, and people in the shed could hear it. So the roar had already started before you actually went out onto the field.
Yeah, that's what you remember.
But it was something special. The shed was something special. Tell you a little story about it.
Yeah, I think the shed was perhaps even more special then than it is today in some ways. There was an atmosphere.
They could be very fickle, but I was always very fortunate.
On occasions there were players they just didn't take to, weren't there?
Yeah.
They could be cruel sometimes.
Well, one story I always remember, I'm going on a little bit now, but I remember we just lost to Richmond in the Cup a few years further on, drawn 3-3.
I was going to ask about that.
We'll come back to that. The following week, I think it was, or something, not long after, we were playing Plymouth at home or any time, and we were playing absolutely rubbish. And all the play was on the far side by the stand, and I was a lone left winger standing by the shed. So I was getting all the abuse. And in fact, there were some Wiggins crowd, and when it was good, he was, Williams this, Williams that, and he shouted out, he said, Williams, you useless bee. He said, if you ever score a try, you can pull all my teeth out. So all the shed had a great laugh. They thought that was hilarious. And but anyway, a few minutes later, Peter Butler, fantastic kicker he was, lined the ball up on about the halfway line and took a shot at goal, and it bounced down off the upright, and I managed to flop over the line for about 1 yard, you know. And I'm coming back, and another wag in the crowd, and the name had changed from Williams, and another wag in the crowd, and he says, Willie, we're holding him down. So, that's, never forget that one.
But now you've mentioned that Richmond game, what went wrong that day? Because everybody was expecting Gloucester to win comfortably. In actual fact, it was a draw, wasn't it? Richmond went through on the away rule.
That's right.
A penalty.
We changed the format of the way we were going to play. We decided we were going to start moving the ball around. I think we had Ian Wilkins at 10. Yeah. It was more of a runner than a kicker game. And we started to move the ball around. But actually, we weren't very good at moving it at Gloucester. You know, as Berto used to say, we had forwards like Henry Cooper and backs like Tommy Cooper. So the ball got shoved out to the wing, a few times we got the ball, but about 4 or 5 players around us, and you just couldn't go anywhere. And people like Dave Rollett was playing for them, who just covered every inch of ground and made some, great tackles. And we just couldn't penetrate their defence. They were up for it on the day. If I remember rightly, it was a bit heavy and sticky out there, and it wasn't the day for running rugby. And I think if we just, looking back on hindsight, if we just kicked into corners, played the corner as well, we'd have probably creamed the game, but we played differently, and fair play to them, they beat us well. I think they beat us later on in the season. We went up there again and they beat us at Richmond that year as well.
That's right. John mentioned earlier about how to run a scoring tries. Now, there was one game against Guy's Hospital, remember, you scored 4,
but Moggy outscored me. Moggy had 6.
Yeah, but 4's not bad.
No, I accept 4. Yeah, except 4.
Yeah, and in that game, you also kicked a conversion.
Cool. That goes with the penalty I skipped once.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I've also made that. That was the Guy's Hospital game was March 1977. Then in November, you kicked a penalty against London Irish.
We had nobody else to kick.
But were you doing kicking practice?
I kicked at university. Yeah. I kicked it.
Did you keep up the practice at Kingsley?
We used to stay out afterwards. Actually, Dave Poynton and myself often used to stay out and have kicking competitions. neither of us were very good at it, but we, you know, we had a bit of fun, you know. It was just, you stayed out of training afterwards.
Yeah.
And we often saw drop kick competitions and kicking competitions. I don't think I ever won. Dave won them all, I think. You know, but it wasn't
a bad kicker.
He was a very good kicker. Yeah. Very good kicker.
Yeah.
But they didn't think of making you second kicker in the team.
Right? I remember going down to Bridgend once. We lost 50 points to nil. And just before we were going out, Paul Tunster was supposed to be kicking. And he said, I can't kick today for some reason. I don't know what it was. And John Watkins said, you better do the kicking. I think I missed two, and then they were looking around for somebody else to kick. Or I don't think we got another chance after that. So, I wasn't very good. No, not very good.
You went on the North American tour.
Fantastic,
In 76, 77. And you played in two games on that tour. What were your impressions of that on and off the field?
It was a fantastic tour. The camaraderie was superb. You know, we hadn't, Gloucester had never embarked on that sort of tour before. I'd been the previous year with Dick Smith, Mike Longstaff, we'd gone to America with the Public School Wanderers.
Yeah.
But what impressed me so much about that tour was John Watkins as a leader. He made us train every day, because sometimes we were all in digs all over the place, and we all got together at 10 o'clock in the morning and we trained. We had the last 3 days in a hotel, and that was after the last game, and he said, after that there's no training, you can do what you like in the last 3 days. So I don't think some of our members left the bar. I don't think Brady or Fred ever left the bar from that point on. But we trained hard. We did train very hard on that. And it was surprising, you know, how hard, you know, some of the games were. Certainly the game against, you know, the Chicago game was very hard. You know, our bunch of players, and a couple of games, they were hard.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we first came across ladies rugby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a game before we played in Columbus, Ohio, called the Iron Overs against somebody, you know, and...
Blimey!
ladies rugby had never been... We hadn't really seen it in this country at that stage.
Yeah.
And they were using it as a, you know, a precursor to our game, you know. And but John was the person that impressed me the most on that. And it's lovely, you did the things, you stayed with different people. You know, you posted out, but you stayed with different people. So you got to know quite closely a lot of other members of the tour party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those of us, group of us that carried on playing at Gloucester, who went on that tour, we've always remained very, very good friends, you know, since.
Yeah,
I think that generation, we all did remain very good friends.
Yeah.
It was a real family thing.
Yeah.
Going back to the previous year and Public School Wanderers,
yeah.
How did that come about?
That came about with a chap called Bob Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd involved with Cheltenham and Stride and Public School Wanderers. And he was, in fact, Bob was, I think, Tom Boyce's nephew. And the county, senior county... We're going out to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the Gloucester players were selected on that. And there was a few of us that weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he targeted, there was Dick Smith, Mike Longstaff, myself, Wilfie Nichols. And we went on that trip. They had 10 days over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we played a tournament in Philadelphia. We went to Washington. We had quite funny years on. We saw one of our old players from that trip. And he was the head of the Labour Party in Ireland, the Irish fullback called Dick Spring. And he'd been on the trip with us, you know.
Dick Spring.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was, you know, so that was nice, you know. Mm. I'm still friends with a couple of people, but chap Dave Fuge from down in Plymouth, you know, kept in touch with him, going down the same odd times, which is nice.
Mm. Mm.